Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
And tonight on Friday Live, we have Hemi Hemingway all the way live in Wellington. Let's just go ahead and get this going. Hemi's Lament, live on BFM. We've actually got Hemi Hemingway on the phone right now. Hello.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I am good, thanks. How are you doing, Corey?
I'm doing all right, doing good. I've listened to your EP, and first, like, as I do with all of these interviews that I have the, you know, the honour of interviewing, congrats on the EP. It sounds amazing.
Thank you.
Can you give us a bit of a taste as to how this project all came together?
Was kind of born out of a bit of necessity. I was living in London at the time, and it was right as the first lockdown hit. And I hate to refer to it as a lockdown project because it very much wasn't that. But without being able to play in all the bands that I already had, well, the couple of bands that I already had, I just had to do something out of, you know, still cricket and that kind of thing, and it came out of there. But it was a really sort of like a silver lining of lockdown for me was that I couldn't work because my job was in events. So I just had a bit of a chance to sort of slow down and reflect a bit. So, yeah, it just felt very, very natural and just sort of ended up being a solo thing and just influenced by those sorts of old 60s kind of bands and whatnot, and just, yeah, just started working on it in my little corner at home and just, yeah, kept going.
There was totally one thing I picked up when I listened to the song that we just heard now, but on your EP, was that you were definitely heavily influenced by the sounds of the 60s and probably, like, you could argue, like, late 50s. What was it like actually making the music? Because there's a lot that goes into these tracks.
Yeah, it definitely, yeah, so that's sort of late 50s, early 60s, like doo-wop kind of stuff. It was all a total experiment, and I think the best thing was just, like, not really putting, it didn't, because it was so new, there was no expectations, and so I could just sort of follow through with it. And so I just sort of was listening to a lot of that kind of music, but also, like, more current bands like Shannon and the Clams, and like Sheer Mag and Hunkson as punks, you know, they sort of incorporate those sort of old styles into their music as well, but in like a current kind of way. And yeah, I was also trying to like think about songwriting and sort of make these sorts of more classical sort of pop structures, which these older songs definitely adhered to, and then just try and sort of build on top of it all. And I quite like the idea of like things just popping in for a moment and just like never coming back or something. And, you know, it was all just, yeah, it's all kind of just about what felt like was necessary at the times and stuff, which, again, as I said, like that chance to sort of slow down meant that I just sort of could approach it from a much more sort of restrained or like, you know, relaxed kind of perspective.
Now, you've released an EP so far. Is there going to be a full album follow-up to this?
Yes. I have been working on an album for the last almost 2 years.
Ooh.
And so it's very, hopefully, nearly finished. Yes. I've never done an album before, and especially not by myself. So I just, sometimes it gets to points where I'm just like, what is this anymore? And then I just need to take a break from it or come back. But so I've been in New Zealand for almost 5 months now. And I've got another month before I head back to the UK for a little bit. And my goal was to finish the album in New Zealand and mix, like, to the final mixes with my brother and get him to master it and shoot some album art and stuff. So I'm hoping that it will come out sort of later this year. I want to come back to New Zealand for like an album release tour and stuff.
I was actually going to ask about your status with touring, because I know that you had a performance very recently in Wellington, and I think you've got another one coming up. But any chance for a nationwide tour?
The annoying thing was that I had one booked for March. So it was all going ahead, had all the advertising and stuff booked, and I had some funding that I managed to get through the Aotearoa music funding program around sort of, you know, the effects of COVID and all that stuff. And so it was all looking good, and then sort of Omicron kind of popped its little head out, and so that had to be postponed. And because I'm heading back to the UK at the beginning of June, there hasn't really been any chance to rebook those beforehand. But I'm playing, and saying that, yeah, we did a show a few weeks ago. We got another one in Wellington on the 12th of May, and then Hastings, which is my hometown, on the 14th of May.
Classic Hastings. Final question before we go into your last track here. It's so hard to say goodbye. It says here that you've described yourself as part heartbroken crooner, part emotional explorer. Can you just explain that?
Sure. So I actually had somebody write that bio for me.
It's all press.
Yes. Basically, it was sort of, you know, we had a big discussion, and it was like this. The intention behind the music was to, because, you know, the original form of this music is very much about, like, maybe a lot more like teen, you know, like male-driven kind of like emotion and love and that kind of thing. But I really wanted to sort of, I've never been able to write a love song, and I think that was potentially because I was kind of coming at it from a very like classic kind of love song angle, and so it never felt right. So this was more the intention of writing about it, whether it's like glamorous or not, you know, and sort of like other angles and the sort of like lesser talked about kind of things. You know, one of the songs on the EP, the first song, is sort of about like being in love with somebody, but then also being in love with somebody else. And that person also turns out to be yourself, and the love that you're feeling for somebody else is getting in the way of the love for yourself and that kind of thing. You know, so when it says emotional explorer, it's a strange choice of words, but yeah, it is just sort of like, it was an opportunity to sort of like get a bit real with myself and just sort of, you know, maybe it was a bit sort of indulgent or something, but hindsight is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It is a wonderful thing, and so is the gift of an EP that you've given all of us. Thank you so much.
Hemingway, very kind.
For being here on 95 BFM Drive, let's play your last song, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye.
It's not right, no, the way I need you tonight. Oh no, no, but inside I can't face the look in your eyes. It's okay, I tell myself every day, but the pain makes its way into every vein. But if I think about you now, it's clear I barely hang on for another day, and we were never really meant to be here. But it's hard to say goodbye. Tonight, if I take the look in your eyes as a sign of the end of your love, I'll never come out alive. Oh, it's alright, I tell myself every night, but my heart, it tries to fight.
It's So Hard to Say Goodbye by Hemi Hemingway. You can buy his album physically and digitally on his Bandcamp, and you can stream the EP on all of your favorite streaming platforms. RN, right now.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.